This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's today? Today's
Friday.
It is Friday morning.
Keep things casual.
I'm trying to keep it casual, B.
Why?
What's up?
It's casual Friday.
It's casual Friday.
Yeah, it's like a casual Friday, but
No. Ultra casual.
Casual Friday.
So I'm talking sweatpants and no bra.
Casual Fridays are canceled.
In any hoops, it's always fun.
Let's go.
All right, showtime.
We have taken Casual Friday to the absolute extreme.
Of course we have.
There just like she no said, way. Sweatpants, no bra. Yeah.
Is that what you're doing? That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. Friday, time to get the colored sweatpants out because they're more fun.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Than the gray ones. Well, a lot to get to today. A lot going on. Of course, we got our special weekend coming up. Let me see if I can get it right. It's the All-American Hootin' and Hollerin' Throwback Weekend. Is that right?
That is a mouthful.
Yes.
All right, I got that. We're going to do that. We got things to do. We got Friday things to do. We got things to tell you about. And I was looking at the list here of the Waffle House locations that are closing permanently, folks. 365 of them closing permanently. Not good.
Mm-mm.
Not good. And North Carolina opens today. We'll talk about that. We're ready to hit into phase two, but right now let's get into phase one of this fine program. Thanks for waking up with the Wolf. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's finally Friday. Good morning to you. Here's your Friday odds and ends. The NFL will lose $5.5 billion.
Pocket if they play change.
Games without fans in 2020. By the way, $5.5 billion comes to 38% of their total revenue.
Right. Like they've ever been hurting for money. I don't want to hear it.
Victoria's Secret's closing 250 North American stores.
Wow.
Sales fell by 46% during the first quarter of this year because of the pandemic.
Not many people know this, but Dale actually knows Victoria's Secret.
You know what it is?
She's a hooker.
Oh. I was going to say, you can buy the same damn thing on the Walmart shelf, half price.
There's Gretchen.
Thank you. Thank you, Gretchen. Good. JetBlue says they plan to enforce social distancing by not selling middle seats on flights through July 4th. I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to do it, and nobody wants that middle seat anyway.
No, they do not. You don't even have an armrest, really.
The only worse seat than the middle seat is the very back against the wall by the bathroom in the corner.
Yes.
The window seat at the back wall at the bathroom. That's awful.
Half the time, the window is not even there. It's like halfway in front of you on the next seat.
It's awful. Terrible. Rolls-Royce. Oh, boy. They're cutting 9,000 jobs because of the Rona.
Mm.
People aren't buying those fancy cars because the economy is on the decline. Better not get that Rolls, honey.
Yeah, better not. Better hold off.
That Rolls. Yeah, better drop back to a Lexus here. Can't do it. This is a great idea. And I don't know. I'm not going to say I've thought of this before because I'm not sure that I have. But listen to this. Google's developing a smart hoodie drawstring that allows you to control the music on your phone.
I like
Love it.
Wow.
The cord lights up when touched and changes songs when it is tapped, flicked, pinched, or twisted. The cord also allows users to adjust the volume on their phones.
This is not suitable for parents with children under the age of 6.
Well, let me throw this at you.
Kids pull everything.
That's right. They do. And also, if you pull one of those strings too far and it gets caught up in the hoodie and then you can't get it out, that's a loss right there.
What about washing it? Or if you really need to use the hoodie for the hoodie-specific reasons.
Yeah,
like
right.
Pulling it tight.
don't know. I think they're integrating all this in there. It's a whole waterproof type of a situation. We'll see. It's not out yet.
What a world.
Finally, it's a would you try it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Pringles has debuted a new flavor, and the flavor is sweet corn.
Ew.
No.
I am so frustrated. Just bring back wasabi and soy sauce, and I'll leave you alone, Pringles. I need to write a letter. Those are the best chips they've ever had.
Really? I've never had them.
Swear to God. So good. If you ever have like the almonds that are like the wasabi and soy sauce, they taste like that, but Pringles form. Delicious.
Well, they're out there now, sweet corn. I wonder if they just sort of taste, I bet they taste like a corn chip, don't you? Like a thin corn chip?
I would imagine. Yeah, right. I would imagine.
And if that's the case, it is a major yes from me. I will try them because I love corn chips. New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show, and it's good news story time. What you got, Annie?
You know, teachers have always been a saint kind of person in my eyes. They do so much for children and just the workload they have to carry and the stuff they put up with from day to day. They're awesome, you know? And ever since COVID has started and happening, they've had to put together these paper learning packets or hosted like live lessons online. They've even done drive-by birthday parties for students. I mean, it's a never-ending list of the great things teachers do for our kids. Well, the state of Indiana, instead of nominating just having one teacher of the year, they have more than 65,000 this year. They decided they were going to... Yeah. They're giving all the state's teachers the recognition of being teacher of the year in lieu of the annual contest. So they say, you know, you see all these teachers, this stuff brings new complexities and challenges to schools, and there was no warning. So all this stuff has been learned as we go. We're all adapting. We're all overcoming. So shout out to all those teachers in Indiana and all the teachers everywhere that have busted their butts since this pandemic has started.
Like to own a plaque and trophy shop in Indiana about right now.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Someone's going to be cranking them out. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf show. You know, we need all the nurses we can get right now. They're out there on the front lines. Salute to all the nurses. Salute to Kelsey. She's out there on the front lines.
Hey, girl. That's my wife, in case you're new to the program.
Yeah, in case you're new to the show. But unfortunately, a nurse in Russia has been suspended from her duties. And think how hard that must have been to suspend a nurse during this very important time we had.
You did not what come did to do? Work drinking enough vodka.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Annie. She came to work and stunned coworkers when she arrived in just her bra and panties and a see-through coronavirus gown.
Okay, I'm going to research this real quick. Dale, continue.
The nurse wore goggles, a coronavirus mask, and a head covering, along with her see-through gown. None of the patients complained. And the nurse says, now, wait a minute. I wasn't wearing a bra and panties. That's not what I had on. I had on a bikini. That's different.
Right.
Well, for research purposes, we have looked her up on the internet, and we have seen a picture of her, and I got to be honest with you, I wholeheartedly approve of the getup.
I knew he was going to say that.
I'm not downing the getup, but it is not work appropriate.
Oh, who are you to determine what is work appropriate? Yeah,
who made you the work clothing police?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Call the whamulance. Wah, it's wrong.
I hate it here.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Weekend finally here. It's finally Friday. Got a three-day weekend coming up this weekend, too. Let's look at some celebrities who are doing good things. You know, you always looked at the celebrities. You know, you got the money. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? What are you going to do? You making all this dough? And one of the wealthiest celebrities out there, Oprah Winfrey, is donating $12 million for COVID-19 relief. And she has split this up between places she has called home over the years, including Chicago, Baltimore, Nashville, Milwaukee, and a little place in Mississippi where she was born.
Oprah with age is like a fine wine. I think she has gotten more beautiful.
Yeah, that's a word. That's a word.
You're welcome.
So yeah, $212 million. She says, I want to look in my thing is look in your own neighborhood, look in your own little area there and see what you can do to help out. So she figures she's got all these, Oprah millions. So she's going to spread it around between those places where she's lived.
Mm-hmm. You get a million and you get a million and y'all get a million.
Yay.
Everybody look under your seat. There's $1 million under there.
Oh my goodness.
finally, the Wu-Tang Clan is getting in on it, too. Woo! That's true. The Wu-Tang Clan, they have their own hand sanitizer called Protect Your Hand Sanitizer.
Ah.
Oh, should be Protect the Clan. Oh,
and,
come on.
And for every bottle of the Wu-Tang hand sanitizer you buy, another will be donated to a homeless shelter in Canada where these folks are.
Word up.
Yeah, how about that, huh? So, hey, if you know of other people doing good stuff like that, you know, let us know. We love to let them know whether they're famous or not.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Oh, the best day of the week deserves some of the best fun facts. It's time for 5 fun facts for your Friday. And to be honest with you, I don't think they're that great, but we're going to go down the road anyway. Today is National Vanilla Pudding Day. I love vanilla pudding. I love chocolate pudding. I love all types of pudding. Also,
yeah, I'm in.
Before I want to squeeze this in, it's National Emergency Medical Services Week. So to all the people who have that job or do something along that line, we salute you and thank you for what you do. Did you know Alex Trebek is kind of his name, but it's kind of not his real name?
Well, like most celebrities, right?
Yes, his real name is, I'm going to try to pronounce this, and it's probably going to be wrong. Jigorgi Suka Alex Trebek.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He's got a little hyphen in his name.
I like Alex Trebek better.
I agree. I like that as well. Also, did you know there are 115 world capitals with larger populations than Washington, D.C.? Washington, D.C. in itself is pretty massive and pretty dense.
Yeah, there's a lot of people packed into a small area there in Washington, D.C. The city of Washington, D.C. itself is very densely compacted.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, your last fun fact for your Friday. There has been one high school dance at the White House. It was the Holton Arms School Prom in 1975 when Gerald Ford was president and his daughter was a senior there. Oh, and by the way, she and her boyfriend broke up right beforehand.
Aww.
So sad.
She's probably better off anyways.
Yeah, probably.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien, Andy, and Chase. Heading into a special weekend this weekend. It's finally Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And North Carolina opening up some stuff this weekend as Phase 2 begins. But... a lot of restaurants are saying, you know, we're not going to do it. We're just going to remain drive-through, pickup only kind of a thing.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's a good idea as well. Like some of these bigger corporations, I mean, I know they're probably going to open up. Probably these smaller mom-and-pop places are like, hey, we'll just keep doing, you know, takeout.
Be sure you check before you go out and find out if they're going to be open or not. Well, I think we can all agree that Betty White is a national treasure.
Yes, she is. Protect her.
She is 98 years old now, and you may be asking yourself, how's Betty faring during the lockdown? Well, she's doing fine. Evidently, she reads the LA Times cover to cover every day. She owns literally thousands of crossword puzzle books and is constantly doing them to keep her mind sharp.
Good.
Oh, she's a good lady.
She says, this is really serious with me. I love doing these crossword puzzles. She's tried Zooming her Scrabble game with her friends, but it's not quite the same, so she doesn't really like that. She loves to joke that vodka keeps her young. She loves the image that people conjure up of her sitting at home in a rocking chair, sipping on a martini and watching game shows.
Yeah. She says, but
that's not really what I'm doing. I'm working these puzzle books and I'm reading the Times. I'm not a big drinker. That's not me. She says, I only take a few sips of a cocktail if the occasion calls for it.
If Betty White says, hey, I'm going to fight you, I would back down so quick because I would not want to get in a fight with Betty White. She'd probably.
She's a tough old bird.
Yeah, I know.
She's a tough old bird, yeah. So anyway, Betty's doing fine. Just wanted to let you know. Good morning to you from the Wake Up with a Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy, and Chase. And you know, a lot of celebrities are doing a lot of stuff online on Instagram or Facebook. And CAA, Creative Artists Agency, is a talent agency, handles a lot of big stars in Hollywood, including Sylvester Stallone. And I saw something that happened yesterday. Sylvester Stallone hosted a live stream showing of Rocky as part of a new weekly Screening Room with the Stars series that's showing. This one, particular one, was on MGM's studios page. And you could submit questions prior to the movie to ask Stallone, and he sort of just came on and hosted it and answered questions after. Pretty cool.
That's all you heard.
There are a lot of good stories surrounding, you know, Rocky. You know, the movie almost didn't get made because he wrote the story, and of course he won an Oscar for writing the screenplay, but the studio did not want him in it. They wanted somebody else to be in the movie, and he said, no, I'm not selling you the script. They offered him $60,000 for the script. He said, no, not selling it, and he was broke at the time. I mean, basically, you know, eating water, pretending it was soup.
Mm-hmm.
And finally got a studio to go, okay, you can be in the movie, but here's what we're doing. So he made the movie, and of course, and look what happened. But that would be pretty cool for him to be hosting that. They're going to keep doing it. So if you want to check into this, do a search on it, or and they're doing it on Thursdays. So check out MGM Studios' Facebook page if you want to know more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.